failed.
Critics agree. Top Gun Maverick restores your faith in the magic of movies. It's a masterpiece and emotionally stirring.
It's been an honor flying with you.
Tom Cruise, Top Gun Maverick, rated PG-13, now playing.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
You start to, you know, okay, this whole system's rigged. And so then now we have to take this information, right? It's incumbent on us to take this information, the data, the information that has revealed a lot, and try to get it entered into their records, right? Now, if that doesn't do anything in terms of court cases, at least, you know, the information's out there. And once it's out there, that means that if I could research it and I can pull it up using open source resources,
that's right.
That means you can too. So
yeah, that's another point of emphasis, is that everything that we're going to relay, and by the way, don't ever, ever, ever let your guard down and say, oh, well, I trust Pete and Michael. How many times have I ever told you, as close of a working relationship we have, no matter what you present to me, I'm always, you know, I always have to do my due diligence and fact check. That way I can honestly say, man, Michael Corey's information is real. It's there. It's open source. I will go check that information. I don't just surrender my brain to you. And nobody should do that with us. What's beautiful about what we're going to talk about is this is right out in the open. It's not top secret. They've been operating right out in the open, right under our noses, haven't they?
Absolutely. But also, I think what starts to press the issue a little bit is what just happened with the WikiLeaks cables, which I kind of been between you and I in private, have been telling you, mm-hmm. you know, something strange is going on with the servers and the DNS, the underlying servers that, you know, prop up WikiLeaks. And you're getting 503 errors, 404 errors all the time, right? Then suddenly we got that report that I sent to you that said they're attempting to take down WikiLeaks' website from the inside out, essentially. So then you have to ask yourself, who has that kind of access? And the answer is probably ICANN. And, you know, weirdos from the internet.
Okay, ICANN. Let's come right out of the gates with some visualization. I want to do that because I think it needs to be the first, let's say, brick on this road that we're going to have to build. So let me put on the screen right now, this is the easiest pictorial to understand what ICANN is and how it relates to the internet. Because there was a time where the U.S. government, shoot, I was in the military. I was using ARPANET. I was communicating overseas on an internal system that wasn't, what's that?
It's shown behind the...
Oh, sorry about that. Yep. Yeah, I just switched screens here. So watch this. I'm going to put on the screen right now this breakdown. The root zone, essentially the NTIA, is the regulatory body that oversees...
Used to oversee.
Excuse me? Used to. That's right. They used to oversee. The NTIA, it's the U.S. government root zone administrator. They're the regulatory body that oversees ICANN, which is essentially the people that control the IP addresses, you know, PeteSantilli.com.
And the exchange of keys too on through the certificate authorities.
Right.
So if they're a U.S. government agency, you can FOIA them, right?
That's right.
Well, January 6th, you know, Obama finalizes the giving away of the internet, which was started way back in 1996 under the Telecommunications Act. Mm-hmm. And he officially, formally gives that process away. So I've always wondered how the hell did Trump win in 2016? And then when you look back into the Neustar connection and that you start to realize, okay, this is actually the server that was operating McCain's servers and Hillary's servers. And
right.
Obama's servers, dating back to 2008 when the patents inceptionalized.
Let's describe this in a language that every single person right now, if they're a carpenter, no, seriously. A carpenter, this picture right here is nothing sophisticated. There is a regulatory body at the top that regulates. Now, ICANN, we used to handle...
Yeah, so the exchange of keys, right?
Yeah,
so,
but hold on a second. Let me just explain this for the carpenter. You ready? ICANN is, let's say, PeterSantilli.com, those web addresses. The United States used to control with the, you know, the dot-com boom. We were building out, you know, web addresses. And we had all the dot-coms and all of the, you know, the various addresses that you go to on the internet. VeriSign is essentially the little security key that says when I log on to Amazon, that thing is secure, it's legitimate, I can actually transfer my credit card information because I know I'm with Amazon and I've got a secure connection there. So VeriSign is that entity that verifies and secures the connection and you can put your credit card information back and forth, correct?
Yeah, well, NTIA was, but VeriSign is VeriSign is the signature, it runs the root zone. Servers.
Right. Again, in carpenter speak, when a carpenter goes to the internet and they go to Amazon, mm-hmm. you think you're at Amazon and you think it's going from your house to Amazon.
Correct.
And it's a secure connection and you can put your credit card in there. There's a level of trust there, right?
Right.
Now, with this entity that has interfered with this, they got rid of the regulatory body that controls the addresses and the security certificates, correct?
Correct.
Just like that, right? And a company called Neustar put themselves, and I'm going to put this on the screen right here to show everybody. They essentially put themselves as the broker in the red box. The CIA did. I say Neustar did. Neustar now is in that red box called the broker. So when a carpenter is ordering something on Amazon, he looks at Amazon and he thinks he's dealing with Amazon. In fact, he's had to pass through Neustar. And Neustar is collecting all that data. Oh, what's he ordering? What's his credit card information? Where's he from? They've got all that data. So that gets distributed then to Amazon. It gets passed on. Now, if you're with the CIA, or let's say you're with the FBI, and you're going to the FISA court, and you've got a secure connection, and you're entering confidential, top secret information on your subject that you're seeking a FISA warrant on, where does that go? Where does that information go if I'm an FBI agent? Who does it pass through?
The Neustar is actually the one that orders, you know, would submit the orders for the FISA warrants. So they're the ones who have pre-access before it even gets to the NSA, right? So they're at the tap lines with the sheriff's offices and the police departments and the, you know, so on. So they have access to that hose of data, right? So when someone goes to get a FISA warrant on you, they unfortunately have to tap the ISPs, and they don't just get to tap like one person, right? It's like tons of data from hundreds of thousands of people. And that goes to Neustar first. So,
okay. Now let's, in very simplest terms, this is why, ladies and gentlemen, we have a major, major, major national security alert that we're putting out here. And there are people that are in the know. They know this. I mean, I'm going to prove it right here. President Trump, I'm going to say this just like I said it this morning, once again, and I want you to speak to this, okay? Michael, President Trump filed a lawsuit, and it's not a coincidence in this lawsuit that was filed on 324 that there are 79 references to somebody who's listed as a plaintiff, Neustar and Rodney Jaffe. 79 references to the company named Neustar. Why is that so? Why are they part and parcel and center of the conspiracy that President Trump was trying to expose in the court system?
Well, as it pertains to Trump specifically, right, Neustar was what was used to, quote unquote, spy on the president. But in reality, they're not spying on the president. They're spying on the executive office of the president. And they're spying on Donald Trump's data, which is in corporate jurisdictions and the jurisdiction of the internet, right, where we don't have rights, where you have to actually agree to terms of service and contracts between websites and trusted third parties. That's what I think that this will all end up exposing. But as it pertains to Trump himself, right, he's filing the lawsuit because the Durham investigation has so far shown that not only are these people liars, thieves, cheats, and annoyingly stupid, but they completely run and operate the courts. So Durham has to circumvent that process by still allowing the documents to get entered and continuing the investigation, because now you have this January 6th committee opening up. And in truth, even though Durham's probably never going to get the prosecution, at least as far as it's concerned under these courts, the documents will be revealed as soon as Jaffe is charged, right? As soon as he's charged with fraud, defrauding the United States, major fraud against the United States, it doesn't matter whether he actually gets penalized or whether that actually gets charged and, you know, put in prison. What matters is that the documents that are all privy right now, the documents and conversations between Perkin Coie and Rodney Jaffe and Michael Sussman, which really what we're trying to focus on is this Ericsson contract, right? So Durham's actually a genius, and the way he set up this prosecution is second to none.
And by the way, this is not a conspiracy theory. We're not. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are like, oh, trust the plan. And, you know, they're out there. I'm not a trust the planner person. I'm a like show me the money type person. But we now know that John Durham has not ended his investigation. And in fact, there is documentation that shows that somebody named Rodney Jaffe, who's in charge of this Neustar, that he's been notified that he's under criminal investigation for committing fraud, perpetrating fraud against the United States of America. Correct?
He has a 7-year statute. Yep.
That's right. That's right. So let me do this. How does a company, and I'm going to. Ladies and gentlemen, we're playing ping pong right now, and I'm about to drop a medicine ball out on the table. You ready? Watch this. The U.S. government, and I think the date, and you'll have the date probably off the top of your head because you're a walking Library of Congress. Kids.us, Neustar, had worked with the government as a result of the Telecommunications Act of 1996. Neustar, with Rodney Jaffe, emerged as a what? Neutral. That's where the NEU comes from, as a neutral third party that facilitates competition across the tightly regulated industry. Neustar abides by a strict neutrality policy, and the government has established them as a neutral organization. And are they, in fact, worthy of neutrality status just by their existence and who they're working for and who they're calling data and controlling the internet for? Please explain that, please.
No, of course not. I mean, they in all the emails, unless you're not awake to looking into these records and willing to read through them, right? When he references himself as a VIP of Hillary Clinton, right? He's clearly saying, I will work for Hillary. I'll take the top cyber job for her, but I will never work for Trump. Okay. So in essence, right there, he's stating, I am not neutral in this situation, right? So that right there should be enough to shatter all of Neustar's hopes of being the neutral trusted third party And of course, if we didn't live in a corrupt jurisdiction, you know, under the control of district courts, then maybe we would actually be able to bring these people to some sort of justice. But I think as it pertains to getting politicians this information, we're getting somewhere, right? And I'm being allowed to testify, so that's pretty interesting. And if they think I'm just going to talk about the 911 emergency services, they have another thing coming. But it starts there, right? You start with safety and what people should be caring about. And then you have to drop these unfortunate truth bombs on them. But the reality of the situation is we can't move forward to a better future and a better world if we don't address these problems. That is the circumventing of our Constitution, the circumventing of our republic, and the fact that we don't actually operate in the jurisdiction of a republic. We don't at all, right? It's a corporation. It's a democracy.
Yes.
Which is a conundrum of itself, right?
Yes, that's right. Now, if you don't mind, I said I was going to lead us down the path because as I have been taught by you, right, and I've learned my way through this, I want to be able to not only convey that, but learn some additional information. It's really important that everybody understand this. First of all, you don't need to be a rocket scientist. Yes, we're going to do, like Michael Corey has done, years of research, open source data research. This is not conspiracy theory. Nothing that's going to be presented to you is a conspiracy theory. Now, of course, a lot of people have been on the internet and said, oh, the gold fringe flag and Admiralty law and all this stuff. Well, dating all the way back to the Telecommunications Act, title number 47, Michael Corey, I want you to speak to this because this is not a conspiracy theory. This has everything to do with Admiralty law and how the Telecommunications Act was put together. I'm going to put this on the screen. This comes from uscode.house.gov. This is not a conspiracy theory that everything related to submarine cables, right? Of course, transatlantic, you know, undersea cables. It obviously is under the jurisdiction of what? Say it.
Admiralty and Maritime Courts.
And Admiralty and Maritime Courts, ladies and gentlemen.
Show them the next slide.
The courts themselves, okay? Oh, hold on a second. Did I lose that? Where is that thing? Unbelievable. Hold on one second. I just had that thing. Second slide wasn't put in the file folder, but I'll get it. Okay, explain it, because I'm going to go grab it right now. Explain this thing right here, at why the Telecom Act of 1996, Admiralty law and all this, was the initial paving stones to set up what we're living in right now. And that's a cradle-to-grave enslavement system, correct?
Yeah, so under subsection 510, forfeiture of communications devices, under this Title 47, which is the title of United States Code, which gets put in on January the 13th, 7 days before President Trump leaves office. Right now, so that when you look at it, you have that document that shows the law. It shows the date that it was passed, January 13th. It's a long form document. I think it's the one before this.
I'm pulling it right now.
15, image 15, 17.
Is it number 17?
No, it's 15. It's the 15th image.
It is number 15. Okay, fantastic. Here it is, right there.
Right. Yep. All right. So pulling this up, and when we see this, right, you see that it's a public law that was passed, and it pertains to the .kids Implementation and Efficacy Act. Efficiency Act of 2002, right? And it's passed under George W. Bush, even the law. Now, nothing with that bill happens at all, right? But can you scroll down a little bit, Pete?
I can, yep, absolutely.
So as you scroll down, you'll see, you can look at the statutes and all that, there's nothing else that's listed. But U.S. Code, suddenly, right, this whole entire section, this entire House bill gets bypassed, ignored, essentially, until 7 days before Trump leaves office. And you suddenly have a child-friendly second-level internet domain, right? So 47 U.S.C. 943, I believe. I'm not exactly sure if that's 943 or 942. But those two, right, establish that child server, that second-level domain. And so that's, you know, it's very, very strange and something that a lot more people should probably be looking into, because when you dig a little further, you start to realize, okay, what the hell is really going on here? Right, because why did they just pass this bill? And maybe this has something to do with the January 6th committee and labeling those documents that Trump has as being, you know, classified or proprietized. You know, this is probably Trump's answer. So if any of Trump's attorneys or esquires that are looking to file suit or get him out of that mess, right, you can just send them this right here, and that should be the answer to all their troubles, or will be.
Okay, sorry, I was actually fiddling for more documents that I'm dropping in there. The child friendly second level internet domain and the kids.us.
How come? So you have to ask yourself, how come we never heard about this?
Why not? And they're doing it right out in the open, correct?
Correct. And so, but they're also removing the documents because, as you can see, right, I was the only person to be able to archive that one book that I sent you, which was a Congressional Library document about the passing of this domain, right, under Neustar. So you really start to wonder what's on that domain and why is it, I mean, if you go back to the .kids image that tells you about the net neutrality, it literally says that Neustar operates a .cn, China, right, gateway, outside gateway portal, right? So like, they're literally telling you right there, like, we do business with China and we also operate all these really important top level domains for the US. You know, so probably something a lot more people should be looking into, because, you know, Amazon, again, the company Amazon uses Neustar as the shield, so to speak. So then that way it's not Amazon that's using your data and abusing it. It's the trusted third party that is Neustar, and they're allowed to do that because that's what their charter states, and that's what, you know, they indicate they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and Michael, explain who originated. And by the way, this is non-political. This isn't Democrat or Republican, because they're both the same. The Clinton crime family and the Bush crime family are exactly the same, are they not?
100%. And so the inception, and you go back to, you know, the JFK documents, in 1993, you have George Bush Sr. passes the JFK Presidential Records Act of 1993. And then just shortly after that, you have John Podesta taking over with Bill Clinton, and he is the head of the cryptography conference, which, you know, him and a bunch of other corporate companies start signing memorandums of understanding to where, between, let's just say, the McCain Institute and the Clinton Foundation, you have a memorandum of understanding between the two of them where we can use this data however we'd like. And corporately, no one can question that because it's all proprietized on our own private servers.
Alrighty, we are back, and there's a lot more of this to come. But think about that. What he's telling you is that Neustar has a back door into the servers of literally all of the police stations and sheriff's departments in the country, according to what they said. And here you have where the sheriff's departments, and I didn't realize that, okay, and their servers, they're connected to the Board of Elections. And when you think about it, yeah, I guess they would be. That's how they would investigate election fraud, right? So what do you think of that, Joe? What do you think of that, Linda?
Gosh, I don't even know what to say. What do you think, Joe?
I'm going the potential for all kinds of underhanded, dirty tricks is very evident here. The fact that they've kept it quiet, why did they need a third party? I still don't see why the election system should have been a separate system. I mean, anything you want to protect, you keep confined, right?
Right.
You don't hook up to all other kinds of things across the country if you want to keep something confined. You only open it up if you want to, there's an advantage. And the only advantage to opening that up to the sheriff and police stations is control and backdoor entries. So
backdoor, it gave them backdoor entry through the sheriff's departments into the Board of Elections.
So any police or sheriff department place, somebody could, a computer expert could get on with the right information. And there's a lot of low-level deputies and policemen that for, you know, the right bribe would give access in a heartbeat, right? I mean, there's always somebody in every profession, I don't care what it is, that needs money, especially a lot of our sheriff deputies and policemen are not paid very well. And the way they've been treated, I could see an angry person, oh, what the heck, I'll just get even and take some money and or take a trip or a vacation or whatever. And, you know,
what do you think of this? Impossible. Maricopa County lost $291,930 election day votes. Now, think about this. The sock puppet account claims that independents went for Hobbs when Democrats, now listen to this. The Democrats had only 17%. Actually, the real number for the Democrats was 16.6% of the votes, The Republicans had 50, let me see here. I just had it. I'll find it. I think it was 52% of the votes. The Republicans received 52.7% of the votes. The Democrats received 16.6% of the votes. And the Independents, 30.7% of the votes. But now, they're telling you that all of those Democrats, or all the Independents, rather, voted for Democrats, but it just so happens they can't find those votes.
Yes, thanks. Gosh.
Isn't that something? I mean, who would have ever thought that they would come to this right out in the open, and they're doing it now. Carrie Lake is not going to let this rest. Bless her soul. She is going to fight this thing now. Now, Trump is aware of everything you guys just heard tonight. And so he's aware of that, too. So now he can take his lawyers. His lawyers get this information, and that's all they need is to show it. That should kill those lawsuits they have against him. So, well, of course, we'll see what happens. Now, I'm hoping that what he said about Durham being, outsmarting these crooks is for real. Because I would love to see that. If that's the case, Durham can bring him down. So...
it could be. Now, something. Now, I looked at those figures that you just gave out. Even if every Democrat and every Independent voted for the Democrat Party, that's 47.3%. Republicans make up 52.7%. That would mean that over almost 5.5% of the Republicans would have had to vote Democrat, and all of the Independents for the Democrats to win, according to those figures.
Yep.
Mathematically impossible.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Just simple arithmetic. Any grade school kid could figure out there's something wrong in this election. Simple arithmetic.
Again, we had so much of that all across the country. Again, the odds are, remember, in Pennsylvania, where you had five different counties all came up with the exact same number of votes there for the governor. And then the same thing happened in California. That's very, very, very unlikely, okay? But, it's like right in your face. We're going to, we're good at election fraud, and that's what we're going to do. We just don't call it. We'll change the narrative. We don't call it election fraud.
Because the party that cheats is the party that controls the local political machine. So the party in power controls the election. And remember what the Russians used to say, or I think it was all the way back to, I'm trying to think, person. But it doesn't matter who votes. What matters is who counts the votes.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, and we're going to be...
one of those Russian leaders, and I can't think of the name offhand. It'll hit me here in a minute. But
Joe?
Stalin. Yeah. Joe Stalin.
And Linda, for the last couple of years, Joe, you remember how we've been telling people there's some things we're going to bring out, but we can't bring them out yet because even though we've got all the proof, the people aren't ready. They're just not ready to wrap their minds around it. We were telling you how pedophilia, how the Democratic Party is flush from top to bottom with pedophilia. Well, we're not the only ones talking about that. We were one of the very few that were talking about this 3-4 years ago, Joe. But here is an article by Christina Lila. And it's thousands of pedophiles being released from the California prisons thanks to fellow Democrats. Do you want to comment on that?
I found this story first in the Daily Mail, the London Daily Mail. I think I've mentioned many times you find better news in foreign press than you do in America. And pedophiles are getting, on the average, less than a year prison time in a range of acts, including raping kids under 14. And what they did is they did an analysis of a California database of sex offenders. And they said more than 7,000 sex offenders were convicted of lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14, but were let out of prison the same year they were incarcerated. And this is from Megan's Law database. Now, others who did the worst crimes, you know, the horrible rapes and sexual abuse, many of them spent less than 12 months in prison. There were many cases of sodomy with a child under 16 and kidnapping and rape, and they some of them only got 13, 14 months for kidnapping and rape. The former L.A. Prosecutor, Samuel Dordulian, said he was so shocked and he was frightened for society. And we all know, Pastor, that the one group of criminals that never get reformed are pedophiles. It seems to be something that they just don't get reformed out of. They're always dangerous. And where is it? One last thing I wanted to bring up. They were listing some of these horrible crimes that these people had committed, but according to the Daily Mail, there were 54,986. Okay, let's call it 55,000 sex offenders were listed there in California in 2019. And of these sex offenders, about 42,000 committed offenses against children. They showed the average pedophile served less than 2 years and 10 months in prison during all this time. And now they're getting out earlier and earlier. Some are getting out now with 8 to 9 months in prison.
Well, in here in Ohio,
the party is the party of pedophilia. You're not kidding. They letting these people out because they know they will what? They will commit the crime again. Statistics say it's like, what is it, 95% recidivism rate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But here in Ohio, Joe, things were strangely different. You had the old law inmates before 1995 or 97 in that area. Those were the old law inmates. Then you had the new law. Under the new law, where you got flat time for certain crimes were listed, and you would get, you would have the old law inmates, Joe, doing 4 and 5 times as much time for the very same crime here in Ohio, as the new law inmates. Just unbelievable because of the corrupt parole board. Now, the reason for that, we have an extremely corrupt parole board in Ohio. Extremely corrupt, okay? And the reason for that, Joe, was that when the old law inmates are all gone, they're out of jail. They're out of work because they only have jurisdiction over the old law inmates who the other ones were given flat times. Now, if they can get the newer ones to the new law inmates to, you know, put them out and come right back, then it comes under their jurisdiction. But anyhow, it shows you how, you know, for money, because that's a very, very cushy job. You get 70-something thousand dollars a year. You don't have to really do too much for it. So anyhow.
Well, I got one more that I've got to bring up. I know we're short, but they found out in schools at least 270 K-12 educators arrested on sex crimes in the first 9 months of this year. Think about that. We've been begging people for many, many, many years, get your children out of the public school system. These are the same educators promoting CRT, critical race theory, promoting the trans act on the children. And here there new 270 were arrested, think about it, in 9 months from grooming to raping underage students. And this was from Fox Digital News. 4 principals, 2 assistant principals, 226 teachers, 20 teachers' aides, and 17 substitute teachers.
All righty. We're going to a break, so when we come back, we're going to now, Tucker Carlson now is talking about what we were talking about 3 or 4 years ago, right now. So we'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away.
When your nation is floundering in a sea of phony debt, and your cities are seething with domestic violence, and you're broke and disgusted with your worthless government, will you need the peacekeeping forces today? As the United Nations sends our soldiers overseas for the purpose of propping up their fake democracies, don't be fooled by denial. These are gross conspiracies. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces today. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops are on their way. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Through force, they will take your guns away. As our traitorous leaders sell this country down the drain to assist and support the international bankers' aims, don't be fooled by your TV. There to fan the flames of another United Nations charade. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops are here today. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. They're unloading shipments every day. Watch the mother of global martial law attempt to make things right. Wrong. Now that your mind has been salvaged and you still have truth in sight, and you have not been duped by all their propaganda hype, will you fight for this country when you know the time is right? Will you fight the peacekeeping forces today? We're gonna fight the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops will have to pay. Don't you think those light, bright blue helmets sure make darn good targets? Up, 2, 3, 4, they stand out like shrimp boats on the bay. There's no more sinister way to attack the USA than to do it the New World Order way.
Righty, and we know that the Biden crime cartel knows all about that for sure. We're going to finish this on the pedophile here thing, Linda and Joe, because Tucker Carlson is doing now what we did 3 or 4 years ago, for it was regarded as a wild conspiracy theory dreamt up in the basement of some creepy D.C. pizza shop. Today, however, the elite pedophilia problem. Has become a mainstream news talking point, at least over at Fox News, where Tucker Carlson addressed it openly in a recent segment. Carlson discussed how those at the highest levels of politics, finance, and entertainment are child predators who feast on innocence to fuel their globalist endeavors, and that we've been saying this for years. He also talked about Jeffrey Epstein, who even after being arrested for having sexual relations with minors, was still hobnobbing it up with the likes like Oprah. With Oprah, yes, oh yeah. How did he do that? Well, Carlson asked during the segment, why doesn't anybody say anything? Why did people keep eating with him? Well, at the very least, we can conclude based on evidence that there is a tolerance for pedophilia among the most powerful in our society, a tolerance that you would not find, say, in your average middle-class family. He goes on to say, there's also a problem of companies that cater to the rich, Balenciaga being one of the most prominent, throwing in people's faces that the so-called elite are kitty diddlers who revel in flaunting it to the public. Balenciaga, I think I pronounced that right, Balenciaga? How do you pronounce that? Balenciaga? Oh, Balenciaga. Recently ran an advertising campaign depicting the numerous examples of sex with children. In one of them, a very young girl was seen lying face down on a couch, surrounded by candles, empty wine glasses, and dog collar and coffee table. They showed that on Fox News. In another Balenciaga ad, the same girl, now shown clearly to be a toddler, is seen holding a teddy bear while dressed in sexual bondage gear replete with leather harnesses. Displaying this kind of obscene wickedness is the new norm among the uber wealthy, by the way, who obtain much of their wealth from taxpayers. America really is the sickest kind of system you can imagine, and all right in your face. A picture showed pages from a Supreme Court opinion that struck down a law designed to fight child pornography. Carlson explained about how the Balenciaga ad series was deliberately designed to mock the public in that manner. Whosoever staged the photo shoot made it certain to include a portion of that opinion that used the word sex or sexual four times, and of course, this was not an accident. They wanted you to notice. This seems to be a big story to us, as we told you last week. Have you ever... Here you have a major international retail brand, kiddie porn, and sex with children, and not promoting it subtly, but right out in the open. Well, again, how long, Joe, have we been telling them that the Democratic Party is replete with pedophilia?
Yep, we have been mentioning it for years, and I've got a picture, and it's the most innocent-looking little girl, and this teddy bear, and she's holding it by a chain that goes down around the neck. It's got a choker around the neck of the teddy bear, and the teddy bear has wrist cuffs and ankle cuffs and metal paddock, and it's wearing straps around the body. I mean, it is one of the most horrific. Have you ever seen a bondage outfit somewhere in your life? This teddy bear, it's totally, totally obvious. They are trying to make it look like they want this outfit on the little girl. It is one of the most obscene things I've seen in a long time, and you and I have been around. All I can say is if anybody out there ever had a doubt that the Democrats in the world was promoting sex against children, they need to they could look at that story. It's called Luxury Fashion Brand Used 5-Year-Olds to Advertise Sex Bondage Teddy Bears. And so if you look that up, Luxury Brand, Fashion Brand, 5-Year-Olds Advertise Sex Bondage Teddy Bear, you will see this picture. And if it doesn't horrify you, there's something terribly wrong with you.
Absolutely. Linda, Right to Life Action of Ohio. We are not just pro-life. We're pro-family, too. We're pro-children. And that's one of the things that, we really want to, because we don't just stay strictly with the abortion or euthanasia. Anything with all the family-related bills and that, we run to support. So, folks, righttolifeactionofohio.org, righttolifeactionofohio.org. Write that down. Go there. Or if you just want to send a donation to Post Office Box 338 Madison, that's 338 Madison, Ohio, 44057. That's righttolifeactionofohio.org or Right to Life Action of Ohio, Post Office Box 338 Madison, Ohio, 44057. What do you think, Linda?
Yeah, well, it's actually Right to Life Action Coalition.
Okay.
Of Ohio. Yes, and we're totally on the page of healthy families. And it just all started with abortion in many ways. you know, when you lose respect for the most innocent, it's just bound to carry over into other areas. And that's why we've got all this pedophilia going on. There's no respect for the preborn. And when there's no respect for the preborn, then it carries on into the entire family. A lot of times it splits families up that are together when there's an abortion that occurs, causes all kinds of issues for the future of the family. And we shouldn't expect that it would be any different. It just, it's sickening and it's saddening. And, you know, we just want to go take all of those kids who are being used to promote all kinds of perversions and just get them out of the situations that they're in. But it's a hard thing because it's so, like you say, it used to be much more underground. Now they're out there just showing everything, doing just like everything else. You know, it's the dark's getting darker and the light's getting lighter, I guess. We just have to.
Well, when you have the guy that occupies the White House, when his daughter comes out and tells you that her father is a pedophile, and there was some stuff out there, and also her brother is a pedophile, okay, and he's in the White House, and it's like, hey, you know what? Anyone who's anyone is now a pedophile nowadays if you're within the elite Democratic Party. That seems to be the mindset out there today. Well,
and it's another of those things that they're just trying to normalize and make look like it's just your everyday, everybody does it, no big deal, and they get away with it. And the longer they get away with it, the more they do. It's like just like everything else. It's like all of the fraud that went on during the election, they get away with it, so they'll keep doing it. It's just like your kids at home. If you let them do it over and over, that gets to be their habit, and it gets to be who they are. You know, the more you practice something, the more it becomes a permanent part of your whole outlook and your whole life, and that's what's happened in all these issues.
You know, we had this past Sunday, we had 8 new people come to church. And the reason they came to our church, they were looking for a church, and they were for an activist church, because where they were going, we're told, one church was actually telling people, one of the mega churches, telling the people not to, they shouldn't be active in politics. It was a dirty game. Stay away from it. And that's not what God's Word, the Bible, teaches. He teaches that we are to resist tyranny until blood, okay? We're to be salt and light. This is our country, and it was founded one nation under God, and our Bible tells us we're to fight with everything we have, to be Christian soldiers. So anyhow, we're seeing more and more of that, but you're right. People are, the Bible says the righteous become more righteous and the wicked become more wicked, and that's exactly what's happening. So we know where we're at. Let's take a call. Let's go to Ed. Ed, you're in the air. Hello, Ed.
Hello?
Yeah, you're in the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Pastor Ernie?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Ed?
Not too bad. I'll qualify my brief comment and question. I will say this. Concerning so-called conservative, whatever that means, it's like this just lock them up mentality or whatever the case might be. And I ask this question: don't we lead the world in the largest prison population and all the sodomy that goes with that? Don't we lead the world, the United States of America, in divorce, baby killing? We make Russia look like darlings before Jesus Christ, you know. And this to the point that why do these people that have that mindset trust the corrupt court system when the chief objective is money? You don't even have any rights in this country if you don't have money. And my question is this: whatever happened to right or wrong? Why is it black? Why is it white? Why is it male, female, everything in between? But nobody even talk about right and wrong anymore. Hardly anybody. And that's what we have come to. And I think that the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe, has turned this his back on this corrupt Masonic organization called the United States of America and the Federal Reserve and everything in between. If anyone can tell me a good reason why I should think different, please tell me. I want to know.
Well, the answer to your question is why are things the way they are, you'll find in 2 Timothy chapter 3. You know that. And then go to Romans chapter 1. You know that. And you'll find it also in the book of Jude. It's laid right out. It's literally spelled out for you. That's the reason things are the way they are. But then at the same time,
why do people pretend it's something else?
Because Hosea 4:6 tells you.
Why do people in the church, the so-called church, the 501c3, tax-exempt whorehouse, amongst the biggest pretenders in the world?
All right. Did Jesus not say this, that many are called, but few are chosen, many will come, but few will enter? Didn't he tell you that the vast majority of those that have a profession of faith do not have a possession of salvation? And that on that day, he's going to say to them, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. That's the reality. There's where you're at, my friend.
Thank you.
All righty, listen, you have a great day. God bless. And I will be talking to you. Oh, by the way, you know, we got coming up. I forgot to announce it tonight. Next Sunday, we have coming up at the Chester Christian Center. Every year we have the Geauga County Right to Life has its annual Christmas concert. And this year, this next Sunday, December 4th at 7 p.m., the Right to Life Christian Concert is going to take place at the Chester Christian Center at 11815. That's 11815 Chillicothe Road in Chesterland, Ohio. Folks, that's right on Route 306, about 2 miles north of Route 322, or about 2 miles south of Route 6. And now, in concert is going to be the one and only the extraordinaire A.J. Theodore with his harmonica. Boy, I'm going to tell you, this guy can do things you can't imagine. You ought to hear him play that harmonica, especially the Christmas songs. You're going to have the guitarist, Jeff Hies, and I've listened to him. He can do wonders with that guitar. The Chester Christian Center Music Ministry, what a chorus they have, headed up by Pastor Steve Sawchuk, my friend for many, many years, and the Christmas Carolers. So all of that's going to take place. This is a major fundraiser for Geauga County Right to Life. If we raise enough funds, we can send some of that right over to Linda. And that's what we want to do. So anyhow, that's one of our major fundraisers, and I will be there right in the beginning, meeting and greeting people. I'll get there early to meet and greet people. So come out and say hi, old Pastor Ernie, and help us save babies. That's what we do. We save innocent babies. Right, Linda?
And yes, absolutely. Pastor Ernie, give the details on that again, will you? If I can get over there, maybe I'll try and get over.
That's this coming Sunday, the 4th, 7 p.m., Right to Life Christmas concert at Chester Christian Center at 11815 Chillicothe Road in Chesterland, Ohio. And again, A.J. Theodore, he really does tremendous on harmonica. Jeff Heiss, he's a guitarist, the Chester Christian Center Music Ministry, and the Christmas Caroling. And if you show up, I'll make sure you can speak.
Oh, bless your heart. No, I'd just like to come and listen and be with everybody. I love the Geauga folks.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They really put on a beautiful concert every year.
Nice.
So
that's great. We need to do some major celebrating, don't we?
Absolutely. We absolutely do.
Deal with so many hard things, but there's, you know, so much to celebrate with Jesus. And he says, you know, we got to occupy till he comes back, so we just do that. We do whatever we got to do, and we celebrate his birthday and celebrate his coming and just give glory to him in everything that we try to do.
Well, you know, Linda, from Genesis to Revelation, The one thing God demands more than anything else is obedience. And 366 times he says, fear not. 366 times, even one for leap year, okay? And so we are to fear not. We're to run to the battle. We are to run to the battle and resist tyranny unto blood, he tells us. And if we do that, one day we will hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. And, folks, it doesn't get any better than that, right?
Absolutely.
Pastor?
Yes, Joe, you've got 3 minutes. Can you give an invitation in 3 minutes?
I was going to give a plug to the ministry. Could we do something a little different?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tonight we've been talking about abortion, pedophilia, the problem with the children. You and I were one of the first ones to talk about cultural Marxism on the radio.
50 years ago.
Yep. And cultural Marxism, the whole idea was Western Civ has got to go, and some of the theorists said that they had to get rid of Western civilization, Western culture, because the Christian religion had blinded the working class to its true Marxist interest in communism. And they said what they had to do was get rid of God, family, and then country. And they knew what they had to do was introduce sex into the West traditional morals, and that would destroy Western culture. And what we're seeing is the result of communism coming to America through the culture war, cultural Marxism, political correctness. These communists are the ones who brought in the idea of the pleasure principle, so you have to have abortion because, well, you were just having fun, that baby was an accident, you don't really want it. They're the ones that brought in all of this ugly stuff we're dealing with, and this ministry was one of the first things on radio to identify cultural Marxism, to talk about it and get it out there where now you can hear the terms, but that was something that we did far before anybody else in the country. So, folks, if you want to fight, pay attention. We know what we're doing, and we also know one thing. You can't get to heaven unless you've been born again, and the only way to be born again is to call upon the Father, confess that you're a sinner, you need a Savior. Your sins helped put Jesus Christ on that cross. He died, took your place, my place. And then, after you've begged for forgiveness from a repentant heart, you ask Jesus to come in and be Lord of your life, all of your life, to change you, to make you a new creature, a new creation. You then become, with the down payment of the Holy Spirit, a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of the living God, and your life will be changed forever. And no one that I have ever met has ever regretted being born again and becoming a child.
You've got God's word on that, and we're out of time for tonight. Linda, I want to thank you so much for being here. And
thanks for having me.
Anytime you need airtime, let me know. And we are out of time, so until tomorrow, get ready. You ready, Joe? We want to say, as we always do, good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, keep fighting the fight.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. My motto is, if it doesn't make sense, I don't accept it. If you look up the 5,000 reviews on my Rational Bible volumes, you will see how many lives I have changed. Whether you are a Jew, a Christian, an atheist, or a member of some other religion, it doesn't matter. This speaks to your mind and your heart in explaining the most important books ever written, the Rational Bible. The latest is Deuteronomy, the most quoted book of the nation's founders. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. All Rational Bibles sold in the Prager Store are autographed by me. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com, or click the banner on my website.